Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 11th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's get to it. Today's show, starting with a continued discussion of my contention that a civil war will soon break out in the United States. Another look, if you like. Different information, but more persuasive than ever before. America was a republic in 1942, and now it has degenerated, and I would like to describe to you the process by which the deep state completely took over the country. And while we're on the subject of history, I thought it might be interesting for you to know exactly what were the Fed's limited powers when it was created in 1913. I think you'll find it rather shocking. Well, the trade war was nonsense from the beginning. It's frankly a fire Trump set himself, and we will investigate that somewhat a little later on within the show. North Korea is, in fact, part of the problem America created more than 70 years ago, and I will describe to you just how that comes to be. Well, gone are the days when US consumers looked to the nightly news and print media as a trusted source of information. More on the decline of the media, and I have more information to impart to you. And finally, I'll have more on the economic downturn, which grows more critical by the day. So, quite a jam-packed show for you, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of The Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows individually to anyone who asks, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do is to send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I will make sure that you receive satisfaction. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron, and support the show and my efforts in helping bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows from the Podbean archives, but I highly recommend the latest three because you'll get a feeling of how I deal with current affairs if you do it that way. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my information. I start with my email address. All communications should come to me at my AOL email address. Some of them have been coming in all kinds of other little places where Facebook and Twitter so generously offer an email. I don't use them. I don't look for them. So please, please, ladies and gentlemen, use the following email. It's on the Podbean page, so you will see it. It's up on the left-hand corner, but here it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, name, number one, at AOL. Once again, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. Something is wrong with my Twitter page. I don't know what it is. I can't find out. If any of you feel inclined to help me, I would be absolutely thrilled to hear from you because I don't seem to be able to post my shows to my Twitter page as I was able to do before. But anyway, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. No punctuation and all lowercase, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And that contains information which is a little too short to being given a place in a show, a full show, but nevertheless is interesting enough for me to have decided that you ought to be privy to it. So do look at my Facebook page from time to time. My Twitter page, for when it comes back, by whatever means, is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. RM for Richard Martin. RM Wake Up Call. Again, one word, lowercase, no punctuation. Once again, www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Okay, so that contains like quick one-liners, the off comments that I may come up with that really suit the Twitter system rather than Facebook, but nevertheless, right now you will be deprived of them until I can find a way to get this thing going again. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I have for you for today. I will be back, as always, on Friday. So this is Richard Martin saying take care. Bye-bye. Till then.